When Daddy's job in Campbell River finished, then leave it alone. We moved from Vancouver Island to a small town, a mill town, in the mainland of British Columbia, and the name of the town was Port Moody, and Daddy contracted there to log two tremendous tracts of cedar. And Grandfather lived with us there, too. And the mill was in the town of Port Moody. And our house was situated so that we were right in the center of town, and we looked right out at the water of Burrard Inlet. And behind us, we had a big yard of our own with a brook running through, and a tennis court in the front yard. Wow. And we had fruit trees in the side yard, and a darling little bridge across the creek that had snowballs growing on it, and it was so pretty in the spring. And on the, in the side yard, we had a terrace that we used to, it was all grass, and we used to love to roll down that terrace. And about a block behind our yard, behind our backyard, were the woods. And there was a lake about half a mile in the woods. And it would freeze, and in the wintertime, everybody would go skating. And not me, because I wasn't really old enough to do that. And one year, we had enough snow so that, you know, we just spent hours sledding, because there was a lot not far away from us where there had been a home built, and there were terraces down. And the home burned down, but the terraces were still there, and they were wonderful for sliding. Just, wow. We wore ourselves out, you know, going down the hill and coming back up again. Mm-hmm. And we didn't often have snow in Port Moody, because it was a mild climate just like Seattle. Mm-hmm. And across the street from where we lived was the Presbyterian Church, and that was where I started, well, all with three of us, started to Sunday school. And while we lived there, my brothers George Hampton and Seaver were born. Seaver was the only one of us born in Canada, because Mother decided that it was getting to be ridiculous to go down to Seattle to have a baby every time there was another one coming. So she decided to have him. She had a very good doctor, and she had him in Vancouver. And he had a dual citizenship until he was 21. And when he was 21, he could choose whether he wanted to be a Canadian or an American citizen. And by that time, of course, we had come to live in Seattle, and he was 2 years old when we moved back to Seattle. So his whole experience was in America, and he decided that he wanted to be an American citizen. And that settled that. Dan started to school, I guess, in Campbell River, but we all went to school in Port Moody. I went to school until the end of the fourth grade, and I think Dan was already into high school when we moved back to Seattle. And I loved going to school. I remember my teachers, particularly my first and second grade teachers. And Dan went to high school in Port Moody, and he had a teacher named Mr. Frazier, and that man taught 9 subjects.
Wow.
He taught all the subjects that the young people took, and they took French and Latin and writing and literature and spelling, all those things. And when you graduated from the eighth grade in Canada, you had to take a government exam in order to go to the next grade. And Bob was in eighth grade, and he stayed in Port Moody with friends until he was through with his eighth grade and took the test. So there was no problem about the fact that they, both Dan and Bob, qualified to go into high school. But anyway, I have lots of memories of Port Moody. We had neighbors that we were very close to, and if, the father was the superintendent of the mill, the cedar mill, and my mother and Mrs. Flavelle, his wife, were very, very good friends. Her name was May, and she had three children, Mary Elizabeth and William, and Louise. And Bill and I were very good friends because he was just a year younger than I. And we were pretty restricted as to wandering around because of the fact that it was a mill town. And Mother was very sure that she knew where I was. Well, all of us, but particularly a little girl, where I was all the time. But Mother and Daddy really loved to have pictures taken of us when we were growing up. And we all had these groups where they were mounted as with three poses. It was seemed to be the way to do things in those days.
To have a series of photos.
Uh-huh.
And this is you and...
Well, the one furthest to the right, as it would look to you, it was my brother Dan, and then Billy Flavelle, F-L-A-V-E-L-L-E, and then me, and Eunice Alexander, who lived across the street, and then Billy's younger sister, no, his cousin, Sydney, and then Mary Elizabeth, and me, and I was holding Seaver, and George is in there somewhere. Oh, here he is.
And you were holding little Seaver?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And there's a picture of me standing beside the buggy that Seaver was in, because he was only two when we moved down to Seattle, and this was when he was just an infant.
Oh, that's adorable. So that's you?
And Seaver.
And baby Seaver. Yeah. Now, is he the youngest?
Yes.
So that's, he had that nickname.
Uh-huh, that was his nickname. That was his nickname all his life. We all called him Bud, but Bruce said that he didn't want to call him Bud, that he wanted to call him by his real name, because he was not in favor of nicknames.
Really? Your husband?
No, he didn't like nicknames. Well, I think probably he didn't like nicknames because his sister called him Boofy.
Oh, so he didn't have a good nickname.
No. And when we named Bob Robert, of course, he was going to have a nickname, but his name was Robert Bruce. And Evans has a name that you really can't nickname.
No, you can't nickname Evans.
And as far as I know, Molly is a nickname for Mary. Molly and Polly both. But I never had a nickname either. I was three when we moved to Port Moody, and we moved to back to Seattle when I was almost nine.
Okay.
So we lived there a full 6 years, and an interesting aside is that when Bruce and I took a trip, and we went up to British Columbia, and we went to Campbell River, we couldn't find the house that Daddy had built that we lived in Campbell River, because that place is now such a mecca for salmon fishing that it's just almost all motels. They're just everywhere. But it's still beautiful. And then we came on down, and the house that I lived in Port Moody has now become a very large restaurant, and they've glassed in all the big verandas that were around the house, and they have the brook so that it it's kind of, they put a rockery around it, and it comes down through the parking lot for the restaurant. But the house is in beautiful condition, and it's so nice to see that because it is a beautiful house. We were very, very happy living there. It was a delightful place to live, and a very nice town to grow up in. It truly was.